At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Someone beat Kelly Clarkson at our own game.
And Anthony Anderson is taking rides from strangers.
Plus, we're going thirst trapping with Lil Nas X and Jody Turner-Smith.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey! Hey!
Now, Sherry's out today, but we have actress and hostess with the mostest. Mari Carmen Lopez is with us.
Yes. So glad to be back today, guys. It's always fun here. All right, Brad, what you got first?
Okay, well, last night was the iHeartRadio Music Awards, and Jennifer Lopez received the prestigious Icon Award. And her man, Ben Affleck, was a proud partner, darling, cheering her on from the audience. Of course, she also performed a musical number, kicked off by none other than Billy Porter, and followed by a gaggle of drag queens strutting the stage in some of J-Lo's iconic looks. Mm. Now, Gary, you think J-Lo was brave bringing out a bunch of drag queens around her man?
She was braver than me, baby, because those drag queens almost looked like Miss Lopez in those outfits.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all it takes is one refreshing beverage for Ben and honey. They could be
Gary
Bill. Behind him, that's a low blow.
No,
I just want to say, I did not know a lot of drag queens. I did not know a group of drag queens was called a gaggle. That's a new one.
Yeah, me neither. And they brought it. Yeah. Billy Porter always brings it.
Can we just talk about how amazing the drag queens look?
For real.
Like, damn, y'all. Yes. Like, had me doing like two takes. Like, what was that? What?
And I also love that Ben was there supporting her. I mean, if you're going to have a woman like J-Lo, you need to have that man supporting you, because it's very easy to be threatened by it.
Oh, sure.
And it doesn't seem as creepy as the A-Rod support. Because
A-Rod was three head cracks.
He was almost in the shot when she was doing
it.
Right. He was definitely the P. Diddy of the relationship. Like, on that album.
A-Rod's kind of riding on her shoulder there a little bit.
A-Rod was a little dorky about it, too. He was always like, you know, like.
Okay, all right. Well, speaking of impersonations, I want to see what you guys think about this. Anne Hathaway went on the Kelly Clarkson show, and they played Sing That, Name That Tune, all right? So the band played a song, and they had to guess the song by singing it, right? That's how this works. Anne recognized Kelly's song first and knocked out Kelly with her vocals. Check this out.
Can you play a freaking song I'll know?
Jason, play a song she'll love.
You know, Anne Hathaway kind of crushing that hit right there.
Yeah. She can sing, y'all. Like, Anne Hathaway comes from the theater and musical theater, so she's a boss. She's off the hook.
I was surprised to see it like this, though, because it's like, even in late, like Les Mis, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a pre-recorded thing.
Yeah.
You know, they got time to fix you up in the studio a little bit if they need to. Brad, like, you've got so many tracks. Do you think if you were put on that stage and the heat was on, the lights was on, do you think there's a chance somebody could recognize one of your songs before you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If it's not one that I perform often, I don't know them songs.
And it has to be the biggest compliment, too, right?
Yes, it is.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I was shocked that Kelly didn't know the biggest Kelly Clarkson song. Like, you're like,
since you've been gone?
Yeah. That's like your signature joint. Mm-hmm.
That's her biggest song.
Well, artists forget the lyrics to their songs all the time. I feel like it happens where they're like, hold on.
It does happen.
Also, if I'm Anne Hathaway and I'm coming to the Kelly Clarkson show and they're like, hey, here's the games we're thinking about playing, I'm going home and I'm studying up.
Right.
Like,
that's
I know every Kelly Clarkson song because I'm here to play, you know?
All right, recently a dog named Fesco was dumped at a North Carolina shelter because his owner, check this out, y'all, thought he was gay.
Oh, my God.
This was after he humped another male dog.
So what?
Both men hump each other?
right. to everyone.
Right, right.
Wow,
Mike
Diamond
really knows me.
We came in the studio.
Well, don't worry, everything worked out. A gay couple named Steve and John Nichols decided to give a dog a happy LGBTQ home. They adopted Fesco and then changed his name to Oscar after the gay poet and playwright Oscar Wilde. Okay. This is beautiful.
All right.
In case you don't know, Fesco is the drug dealer from Euphoria. So if you were a dog, y'all, what would you want to be named after? What would you want to be named?
I'm perfectly fine with the drug dealer. Just
yeah,
kidding.
Fesco.
I'm kidding.
Fesco's not a bad name for a dog. It's kind of original.
Everybody has a dog named Chewy, so I guess I'll just stick to Chewy.
My dog's name is Pico. Like Pico?
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 So. There you go.
Yeah. You know, he's spicy. Dog name.
What about you? What about you, Gary? If you were a bitch, what would you be named?
Probably Lil Richard.
No, really? Okay.
Now, how would you sound as like a gay dog?
Oh. Wow.
What kind of
you wouldn't protect nobody, huh?
No, protecting nobody, Brad.
I would keep my tail between my legs.
That's not getting you humped
at all.
Well, all right, now Anthony Anderson must have been desperate-ish because he was in the concrete jungle in New York City, willing to risk it all for some help. Now, Anthony went to purchase some televisions for his new spot in the city, but when he got to the register, he realized he didn't have a way to get them home.
Wow.
What did he do? He asked a stranger who was in front of him in line to give him a ride home, and this is how it went down. Check it out.
Look, I have no idea who these people are, but I'm driving the vehicle right now because I just went to Best Buy to buy some TVs for my new place in New York, and he offered to drive me home, but didn't tell me he had a friend in the car. Hey, he's slinging that gas, too.
I'm Alex.
That's Alex, and that's Charm right there.
Oh. Yeah, this is dope.
Guys.
He's even driving it, y'all.
Chewy, would you do this? Would you get in a stranger's van?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, why not? Why not?
It was like family. I like the chemistry they all have. It was like instant family. I would do that.
Yeah, I just love how homeboy's sitting on homegirl's lap with the gas can and just like, let's go.
Why did Anthony prepare, though, to get the TVs taken home?
Exactly.
You think you would know what you're going to get when you go to Best Buy.
Well, maybe he wanted them delivered and they couldn't deliver them fast enough. Yeah. And he wanted them now.
I also love those two people. Like we don't have their names, but they seem so fun. They seem so funny. They were excited.
They're
the
so excited.
That was Charm. Her name, Charm. She wanted her name known. That's Charm and Alex.
Gotta love New York. I love New York. I love New Yorkers.
All right, y'all, honey. Get your straws and drinks up, because, baby, it's time for...
First Trending with the Stars!
And, honey, we're swirling today, honey, y'all. Jodie Turner-Smith, she buried it all, honey, on a balcony at the Waldorf Astoria, Beverly Hills, honey, with her hubby, Joshua Jackson. As you can see, Joshua's hand, honey, is ever so gently palming the buttocks of his beautiful wife, honey. And the caption reads, "The cat that got the cream."
Yeah.
Now, is that a thirst trap or not?
No, it's kind of artistic.
I don't think it's cute. I don't think it's a thirst trap.
This is really sexy. It's really tasteful. I don't know.
If you were that couple, I mean, that's
absolutely
worth flexing.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
She is gorgeous, y'all. She is like a 10. Yeah. She's just like, wow.
Also, the cat that got the cream. Like, that's a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know what I'm saying?
It almost looked like she said she wanted a man with a slow hand. And an easy touch.
Is that what it's saying, Gary?
Is that a little Conway Twitty? Gary, are you referencing Conway Twitty?
No, darling, the Pointer Sisters.
Anyway, y'all, moving on to someone who might make Gary show his backside.
Ooh.
Lil Nas X is showing off his snapback. Well, it looks like he got that baby weight off and he back to flexing those toned ass.
Wow.
So the rapper captioned the before and after pregnancy bump photo and said, "That bounce back." Then he posted a video of him rapping and playing a keyboard while taking a walk on the treadmill. Now, is Lil Nas X thirst trapping, y'all?
Yes.
He is in that picture.
Kinda, because we know the baby bump wasn't real. He just wanted to show y'all his abs, and showing the baby bump picture gave him a reason to.
Listen, because if it was real, he'd still be trying to get it off. That's me right now.
Man, when you got abs like that, it's like, come on, Lil Nas X. One of these days, you're going to be 30, 40 years old, and you probably won't have those kind of abs anymore.
Yeah.
So get them out now.
I never had those kind of
Send
abs.
Send them right over.
I never had.
Up next, sounds like Sean Hayes needs to work on his smooching skills. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Guys, looks like actor Sean Hayes has some explaining to do. This is kind of a funny story. Sean revealed on his podcast that he kissed Alicia Silverstone at a party one time.
Nice.
Okay.
But evidently, maybe he was a terrible kisser because Alicia says she doesn't remember at all.
Wow.
Burn. Take a look.
So, Woody, I was at a party at your house years and years ago where I made out with Alicia Silverstone. When she
I don't remember that.
I
want to remember that.
I'm hurt.
Do you think he was trying to be cool? Do you think he really did kiss Alicia Silverstone and she just forgot?
Like, why would he lie about that?
I'm with you.
Why would he lie about that?
Why is he even talking about it? He don't have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, I don't know how he got led into it, but you know, but that was probably like a highlight reel moment for him, even though he is gay, right? Well, like, I mean, you kissed Alicia Silverstone.
I love how Cher Horowitz was clueless.
Well done, Mary Carmen. Got it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yo, but Mary Carmen, you're married now, but back in the day, did someone say they did something with you, but you can't remember?
Mama runs a tight ship here.
Yes, honey, you better keep,
Who's lip-sync ships?
Mentirosos. Liars.
Gary, do you remember your first kiss with a woman?
My first kiss or the last one?
Either one would be a lovely story.
It was the Portia, right?
I kissed a drag queen the other day. Yeah.
If it wasn't a drag queen, what would the...
Look, you don't even know what
Tanner said. My guy Tanner's too early for the subliminals, bro.
Well, moving on. Gary, you might appreciate this story. So, Lala Kent celebrated her daughter's first birthday, and she went all out for her baby girl.
Ooh.
She threw her an under-the-sea birthday-themed party for her birthday gift, and she got her a pint-sized Louis Vuitton purse, which is prized, I get this,
$880.
Is that all? That purse costs more than my entire outfit.
That could get very easily spoiled if you start giving them luxury gifts so early on. I want my daughter to learn how to work for it. Like Will Smith and Jada Pinkett laid it out. It's like, that's my money, not yours.
I got five nieces and nephews, and things start out at the oldest one, and they roll downhill. You know, all the kids share it. Yeah.
Wait, Brett, so you would buy your kids gifts like this?
Well, yeah.
But would you be able to pass it down, though? Like, there's going to be so many graham cracker crumbs in there and, like, Spider-like boxes.
It would stay kept, though.
You got the baby proof.
For special occasions, you would take it out and bust out the Louis.
It's not the daily Louis Vuitton baby purse. It's the special occasion baby Louis Vuitton purse.
No, that's just poor people. It's the daily, honey.
It's the daily.
I mean, a weekend.
For Gary, every person is
the Morning Safe spokesperson Roslyn Daniels has a deal we're all gonna enjoy.
Hey everyone. Okay, so backpacks are so in right now, and with our busy schedules, we want to make sure that we have something that is hands-free and convenient. So you have to get the Croft Avenue Getaway Backpack. You guys, this thing is perfect for running errands or if you want to take to work or a nice weekend getaway.
Nice, and viewers, if you want to get to shopping, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen.
Oh, so Ross, you think I could fit my Balenciaga shoes in?
Yes, you absolutely can. Oh. And I love the fact that it has interior pockets and a nice exterior pocket with a zipper on it, so you can put your small items in there and you don't have to worry about them getting all jumbled up. And it has a nice adjustable strap to it and vegan leather accents.
Oh, honey, and I have a choice of either the blue or the gray. Fancy, honey. So, I mean, how much is it?
Well, usually these backpacks can run for as high as $140. But for our Dish fam, we can now get it for only
$29. $29? Oh, my God.
So grab you one while you can.
All right. Everybody, you heard Roslyn. You better get this while the getting is good. Go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. As always, thanks, Roslyn.
Yes.
Stay tuned. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, everybody, welcome back.
Hey.
Well, thank goodness Wanda Sykes and Jimmy Kimmel have other jobs, because it seems that the Oscars hosting gig definitely won't pay the rent.
Wow.
So Wanda dropped by Jimmy Kimmel to chat about hosting Hollywood's biggest night this Sunday. And when it came to money talks, you won't believe what Jimmy said he got paid to host the award show a couple years ago.
Will you say how much you get paid for this? Do you even know?
I don't even know. It's like... scale, probably.
It's less
like,
than that.
It's less than that?
Yeah. I got paid $15,000 to host the Oscars.
Oh, my God. Okay,
and there was one of me. You guys will probably have to split all that.
Yeah, we probably got to split that, right?
Yo, this is funny, but it's also sad at the same time because I think Hollywood is notorious for not paying women what they're worth, especially women of color. Mm-hmm. Women of color are horribly underpaid in this industry. Mm-hmm. So I really do hope she's just joking and she's getting paid far more than what she's talking about.
Yo. Yeah, scale. Yeah, if she's not getting paid scale, Jesus.
Yo,
but
come on.
Here I am thinking, though, y'all at the Oscars have more money than Dish. So it looked like, I guess, they don't.
Now, let's just say, right, in lieu of getting paid, what would you accept from the Oscars to, like, go ahead and do the job?
I want tacos. I want a bunch of carne asada and chicken tacos all in my dressing room.
I'm all with tacos, but Jason Momoa naked holding the tray. Momoa just hold. Sorry, honey.
Yeah, wow. Mary Carmen, I don't know if they can give that to
Stretch
you.
That.
Jason,
sorry,
if
honey.
You're watching and you'd Lisa like to recreate Bonego, get the Academy Awards.
Well, speaking of Hollywood's biggest night, it seems like our girl Rachel Zegler will be in the house after all.
All right. Yes.
Earlier this week, we dished on how the West Side Story actress revealed she wasn't invited to the Academy Awards despite her being a leading lady in one of the most nominated films of the year. Wow. Well, it seems like the outpour of support from fans got the Latina actress into the Dolby because she will be in the house at the Academy Awards presenting this year. That's
awesome.
What I'm talking about, baby.
Yes.
All right, Rachel's currently in London on set, so now her team is trying to figure out how to get her to the West Side for these special nights.
Yeah.
All right, so Lady Godman, you're also an actress. How would you feel if you were in Rachel's situation?
I mean, I feel like we already have this constant battle, right, as a Latina trying to get work. And, you know, it's tough even getting auditions out there, guys. So we shouldn't have to work to get the recognition after we put in the work.
Right.
I feel like this was such a terrible slip. Whoever messed up, you guys got to get it together because it's just so disrespectful that she put in so much work. She did such a wonderful job.
Yep.
She's so beautiful. I mean, she was the lead.
She was all day, but honey, had this been the Soul Train Award, she wouldn't have had these problems, honey.
Hey.
Train for everything.
Plus six.
So, Mary Carmen, would you still go if they did you this way? Would you still attend?
I don't know. I like that now she's shooting another project in London.
Snow
and she's
White.
Like, well, you don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it.
Right.
I think that's the right attitude.
She's shooting Snow White? Is
she's
that what
she's Snow White.
She's playing Snow White.
Yeah.
And you don't get an invite to the Oscars?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Send her and the dwarves. I don't know if you can say that anymore.
No, you can't.
No, don't say that.
No, you can't.
Never mind. I'm going to just back right out of that one.
Back out my Jason Momoa comment too, guys.
All right, y'all. Well, coming up, honey, we have another Dishes It, honey, that'll have inmates coming with all types of hustles. We'll explain right after the break.
Dish
Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so this is our last story of the day. So,
Dish is it, guys.
We've all seen the Netflix show Inventing Anna about wannabe New York socialite Anna Delvey. She scammed hundreds of thousands of dollars from the New York elite and her friends and almost got away with a $22 million bank loan for an art club that she wanted to open.
Damn.
Well,
wow.
While Anna has been in jail, she has turned from scammer to artist.
Wow.
Anna will be having a private show selling her sketches for $10,000 a pop.
Wow.
I mean,
What?
Wow.
I'll buy all the paintings. I'm just going to have my dad wire you some money.
Oh,
so we'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't have the money. All
it's
right,
coming.
So,
I promise. The money's coming.
No, but the crazy thing is there's always somebody incarcerated that could draw really good. I remember when I used to get letters from people that I drew on the inside.
There'd
be these great illustrations that would come with it. So it's good to see people put it to good work. But to pay for this, come on now.
No.
I really like to think about a world in which Anna Delvey kind of turns it all around, right? She was scamming all these people. Then she went to jail. Now she becomes like an international jail art dealer.
Right.
Plot twist. Wow. Everything that she does is done in invisible ink. So after you buy it, it disappears.
Right.
She's going to have to sell a lot of them to cover those legal bills, though. Like, I don't think she can drop that.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.